harp's not your only instrument, though. Was it your first, or?
No. So that's a funny story. How I learned the harp is actually a very funny story.
Okay.
So I apparently always wanted to play harp. I don't know how I heard it, but since I was a very young child. And my mother said no. And she said, no. And so somewhere, I bothered her so much, she heard that you have to learn piano first. So I think she did this to discourage me to play the harp. So she said, you have to play the piano for 4 years. And she picked the meanest teacher. So strict. And if I didn't practice, the teacher would know. And I just had a miserable time. But I stuck with it for 4 years. And I think my mother really thought I had forgotten all about my harp dreams. And so apparently, right around 4 year mark, I told my mother, so can I play the harp now? I'm done with piano. I did what you asked me to do. I'm on the harp now. And so she gave in and said, okay, we made the deal. You stuck with it. and so we rented a harp and found a teacher. And of course, you don't start on a big harp like this. This is a grand orchestral harp. You start on something along the sides in this corner here, which is a little lap harp, you know, what you imagine the Celtic harps to look like.
Did your piano help the transition to harp? Are there any similarities in making that transition?
There are a lot of similarities. I'm not going to say you can't learn the harp just as well without learning piano. But I will say reading music, huge advantages if you already know how to do that. And in harp, it's basically, and a really bass down version, is a stand-up piano.
Yeah.
So if you look at my strings here, I have all the white keys. And so I have two hands, just like a pianist does, and it means I have two lines of music. So having learned piano, I already learned how to read those two lines of music and how to deal with those white keys, which I don't have in key form here, I just have in string form.
Music are you drawn to in harp? Do you have a particular favorite kind? Or
very cliche, actually. I love classical music. So on this type of harp, I can actually play anything. I can play rock music, I can play Lady Gaga, all sorts of things. I've played some very obscure music as well. But I really think that I've always been drawn to classical music, specifically Baroque music. And I'm not really sure why, it just really strikes me as very beautiful, and there's so many patterns in the music. And so for me, consequently, that's what I'm drawn to play the most. And it also makes it easier for me to play because I like the music so much.
Do you have a program already picked out, or are you still working on that?
Yeah, so about a month ago, I started looking at my repertoire, thinking what would be really fun to play. So of course for me that meant classical music, and I thought, oh, with February being Valentine's Day and people going on dates or romantic evenings, what more fun could it be than to have a romantic harp performance and play some of those romantic classics that you think of in classical music, and to play some of my Baroque favorites as well.